In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are in this wonderful, strange, and marvelous liturgical time, a thin time in our liturgical year, an in-between time between Ascension and Pentecost. And because the date of Easter varies from year to year, and so too the dates of Ascension and Pentecost vary, this year we have had a very interesting wealth of commemorations leading up to and including this week, sacred and secular. The feast day of Julian of Norwich was Tuesday, May the 8th, just 2 days before the Ascension this year. The Rogation days of our church this year were May 7th, 8th, and 9th. And I'll say more about that in a little bit. And of course, today is also Mother's Day, a secular but very important holiday. And we have also deemed it Hat Day at St. Catherine's. And so we have lovely hats today. At our last vestry meeting, I asked each person to share a sign of new life that they saw somewhere around them in the Easter season. And most of the answers had to do with the natural world. Remember that freeze we had, I think was it back in February or even maybe early March? Many people lost a lot of plants, or they thought they were dead. And so people were reporting at the last vestry meeting that plants they thought were dead from the freeze earlier in the year were suddenly coming to life. And new seedlings were sprouting, and new life was all around. Now, even though we're in Florida and we don't experience the extremes of other climates where people are just absolutely dying for spring up north, we still have a noticeable spring. Rogation days, in our tradition, are the 3 days before Ascension Day. And they are also related to the natural world, to God's creation. Traditionally, Rogation days were planting time most of the time. And in England, they would, and in this country as well, sometimes the priests would go out and congregations and they would bless the seeds and the fields on the Rogation days, which always fall in, I guess, either March or April, sometimes May. So Rogation days are also connected with God's creation. In our centering prayer and Lectio Divina group last week, we worked with the gospel for the Feast of the Ascension, which is the gospel from Luke, which ends this way. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. Question arose out of our encounter with this scripture. How could the disciples be full of joy and rejoicing when Christ had just gone away? Well, the answer has to do with the paradox of the Ascension. You see, Christ was not absent after the Ascension. He was present, very present with them in a new way. In the incarnation, Christ assumed our whole human nature And through the resurrection and the ascension, he restored human nature to a state in which it could grow into holiness. Through Christ, we are restored to wholeness. And this is the meaning of the ascension. The disciples knew this as well. And so they could rejoice and stay in Jerusalem praising God continually in the temple. And so they could wait together, as the risen Christ had told them to do, for the coming gift of the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate next Sunday with the baptism here of Isabel Rose Sherry on Pentecost. My friend and colleague Bob Gallagher of the Order of the Ascension wrote a couple blogs this week about the Ascension. I'm going to share one little bit of it with you. For me, the Ascension says two things, he says. First, Jesus Christ has ascended to the right hand of the Father. We ascend with him. His glory is our glory. We get to participate in the very life of God. God became human so that we might become God. As the third ancient creed put it, we are united to God, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by the taking of the manhood or personhood into God. So we are in this in-between time, this thin time in the church, 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost. There's another image of Christ that's sort of in the background in the Gospels. We're all somewhat familiar with it, but you might not have thought of it this way. And it comes to the fore this week, this image, at least for me, with the occurrence of the feast day of Julian of Norwich and Rogation days in the same week. I've quoted Julian of Norwich many times to you, this 14th century English mystic. She had visions of Christ's passion when she thought she was dying, and these visions provided her with spiritual work for for the rest of her life. She spent 30 years meditating on these visions, and she wrote the first book by a woman in the English language in the 14th century, putting into words some of what God had revealed to her. So this week I rediscovered a wonderful book that I've had for a while that's written by an Orthodox theologian from the Armenian Orthodox Church, Vigen Guroian, who writes about the connection between gardening and faith. And in his book, he quotes Julian of Norwich. He says, she writes about Christ as the master gardener, who gardens our humanity, and thus restores old Adam to health and newness of life, restoring human nature to wholeness. This is what Julian says about one of her visions. There was a treasure in the earth which the Lord loved. I was astonished. And then I understood that he, the servant, who is Christ in her vision, was to do the hardest work there is. He was to be a gardener, digging and ditching and sweating and turning the soil over and over, to dig deep down and to water the plants at the proper time. And he was to persevere in his work and make sweet streams to run and plenteous fruit to grow. And so Christ, the master gardener, prepares the soil of our souls and waters them with living water and can make in us, if we are willing, plenteous fruit to grow. Remember, he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me will bear much fruit." So on this seventh Sunday of Easter, in this thin, in-between liturgical time, also Mother's Day, the week of the feast day of Julian of Norwich and Rogation Days, may we give ourselves to Christ, the Master Gardener. May we remember Christ while we are working in our gardens. May we abide in Christ, the true vine, who did not abandon us at the Ascension, but who became present to the disciples and the entire world in a new way. May we praise God and rejoice, because Christ has restored our human nature so that we can grow into holiness, being tended by Christ, our Master Gardener. Amen.